Hurricanes, summer floods in the Midwest, the wildfires that devastated Southern California. Just a few of the disasters that Americans have to contend with on a regular basis. But when such disasters strike, most U.S. citizens must rely on a medical system that is ill-prepared to deal with them. With this in mind, PricewaterhouseCoopers Health Research Institute recently examined the preparedness of the U.S. health and medical system. The result was Closing the Seams, Developing an Integrated Approach to Health System Disaster Preparedness, a new report that looks at ways in which providers and communities can deliver effective health care in emergency situations. We're talking today to two of the PwC health industry leaders who prepared the report, Dr. David Levy and Dr. Peach Taylor. If a major disaster was to occur somewhere in the United States tomorrow, would the health system be prepared, Dr. Levy?
Well, as you know, major disasters happen once about every week, and we seem to do all right. We do a lot better today than we have done in the past, but I think we've really got challenges to be as good as we can be. And I think that what this report tries to point out is that there's still a distance to go.
Dr. Taylor?
The nation hasn't faced a large number of victims that could occur in some of the possible disasters of pandemic flu or some terrible terrorist activity. And therefore, we spent a great deal of time in this study looking at the capacity of our healthcare system to absorb large number of victims. And we certainly believe that we have a capacity to take care of a large number of patients, but there are concrete steps that can be taken at the local level, at the regional level, and at the national level to improve our capacity to take care of a large number of victims.
How well do the various types of health providers work together on disaster preparedness? I'm thinking of first responders, physicians, hospitals, community clinics, and public health officials. Dr. Levy.
Well, that's a terrific question because federal, state governments have poured lots of money into helping each one of those functional areas learn about and prepare and train for disasters. And in and of themselves, they all perform terrifically well. What we showed and what we mean by closing the seams is where a lot of the next effort has to go is how these functional silos can actually work in a more closely integrated way. Right from a family home, right from a community level, local hospital, through the county, region, state, and ultimately at a national level. So we think that's a big area of opportunity to improve the response, is getting people to work together in a more integrated way.
Dr. Taylor?
One of the more interesting aspects of our report is the call for creating disaster masters. In other words, more training at all levels, at local government, private, in the ability to understand disasters, the effects of disasters, and to help close the seams by bringing together disparate stakeholders and creating an integrated plan or approach that begins at the community level and stretches all the way back to the federal level. So disaster masters and the discipline and the education that that takes is an important part of our report.
Is funding for health system preparedness sufficient? David?
What we found in the report was that the money that's being spent has been a good first step, that there are opportunities to have it distributed better in terms of on a per capita base or a more likelihood for a significant disaster, and how to make the money used more effectively in a whole range of issues, namely not necessarily focusing as much on silos, but thinking more about how to use the money around some of the integrated approaches.
Dr. Taylor, do you have anything to add?
There is more than money that needs to be done to help close the seams. And a lot of these don't necessarily take money. It is building the awareness of disaster into our schools, into our professions, to create what we call a culture of disaster preparedness, to be prepared for these disasters that we're seeing at increasing frequency across the United States and the country, where a single catastrophe in one part of the country or the globe could affect us all.
In the event of a disaster, do hospital facilities have sufficient space to handle casualties? And what about staffing? Will medical manpower be available? And what about the issue around pharmaceuticals and supplies? Dr. Taylor?
Our report found that the answer to all of those questions is no.